This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. A new report claims to show the human rights violations of Minnesotans during Operation Metro Surge. Organizers say it includes personal accounts of abuse, excessive force, terrible detention conditions, and how the federal action stopped people from getting medical attention and going to work and school. Jonah Giese with the National Lawyers Guild of Minnesota says their conclusion is...
The National Lawyers Guild demands the complete and total abolition of ICE. We demand the release of all people in immigrant detention. We demand amnesty for all individualized, criminalized for resisting ICE activity.
The report was spearheaded by the group called Human Rights Watch. They say 90% of more than the 500 arrests during the surge were unlawful. Minnesota's unemployment rate dipped to 4.4% in May as private employers added 5,900 jobs. After losses in government employment, the state posted a net gain of 5,400 jobs. Deed Deputy Commissioner Kevin McKinnon.
Minnesota gained 5,400 non-farm jobs over the month on a seasonally adjusted basis. The state's private sector gained 5,900 jobs during that period.
In comparison, McKinnon says...
U.S. total non-farm employment increased by 172,000 jobs, and the U.S. private sector gained 120,000 jobs.
Over the year, Minnesota gained more than 19,000 payroll jobs. A new independent poll shows MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell ahead in the governor's race for the Republican primary. The poll taken by KSTP Survey USA shows Lindell getting 27% of the vote, followed by House Speaker Lisa Damith with 22% and businessman Kendall Qualls in third with 17%. With summer just around the corner, dermatologists are warning Minnesotans to be careful with the sun and their skin. Dr. David Pearson is with the University of Minnesota Medical School.
Certain types of skin cancers, in particular melanoma, are probably more related to this intermittent intense sun exposure, which is what happens in Minnesota. You know, we're one of the leading rates of melanoma in the country, and we're covered up all winter, and then we get a lot of really intense sun. We're outside. We want to enjoy it. So it's just important to make sure that we are making sure that we're keeping ourselves protected.
He says about 15 years ago is when treatments really improved.
2011, with the approval of ipilimumab, start of immunotherapy, which is really the way that many cancers, including melanoma, are predominantly treated today. Really trying to stimulate an immune response so that your immune system is also killing the cancer.
Pearson says the FDA has approved a new sunscreen ingredient called BEMT. It's expected to be on the market in the next few months. This is MNN.